Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is the Green Bar Sports on a Sunday morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Green Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Milliken's win! Milliken's win!
Now, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is great to be along with you in Jupiter, Florida. I see rain clouds. Let's take a look at the weather forecast down here and see what's going on with the Cardinals and the Marlins playing at 12:10 today. Just returned to my studio here. We are across the street from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. I was waiting for manager Ollie Marmol to address the media. It got pushed back until 11 a.m. local time here, so I am unable to get him on the show because he pushed back his time a little bit. Not his fault. It's just the way it is. So when you're down here covering spring training, you just kind of go by what you can do schedule and time wise. Our media availability in the clubhouse today was from 9:30 to 10. Got to chat with some players and catch up with them. Got here yesterday, and speaking of being here on time, that was fun yesterday. Being able to fly in and be back in the Jupiter Cardinals parking lot at 10:30 a.m. after signing off at Arch Madness at 10:30 p.m. the night before. It was a fun little 12-hour jaunt as I was able to leave relatively on time from Lambert and get here. As it turned out, I noticed that we had all kinds of cancellations and delays, so that was very unfortunate for a lot of people, and I got really lucky, as otherwise Brad Thompson would have done that game by himself. Looking at the radar, we have, or Chip Carey probably would have been able to swoop in and do something, but Brad was preparing to be Vin Scully yesterday. Looking at the radar, we do have down here a line of storms to our northeast over the Atlantic, and then we do have some rain that is closing in right now to our west. So I think we're going to get wet. But in terms of missing this game, I don't think so. Line of rain is going to get through here probably, if I'm looking at this radar right, within the next hour, we should be totally fine. So a 12:10 start for the Cardinals and Marlins here in Jupiter. We're going to have Ricky Horton and Mike Claiborne on the call. And until then, sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX. John Mozeliak has agreed to join us at 11:30 this morning. So we will visit with him here in a little bit. Travis Ford is going to be moved up 15 minutes. So normally we talk to him at 10:30. Just received word from him that we're going to do that at 10:15. So we'll take a break here momentarily, and then we'll come back with Travis Ford at 10:15. Talk to the SLU coach. They pulled off a win yesterday at St. Bonaventure. We'll get into that and preview the Atlantic 10 tournament. They'll play Tuesday afternoon at 3:30, they'll be taking on Rhode Island. KFTK, our station down the hall, has been able to take care of that for us, and we really appreciate that. We have City playing on Y98. They had a 2-2 draw last night with Austin, which was incredible because they scored in stoppage time. So we'll get to that as well. We'll hear from Lutz Vandensteel at 11:15 this morning on Sports on a Sunday Morning. The sporting director for St. Louis City SC, they are undefeated. They have two draws and a win, but they are 1-0-2. And off to another good start, good enough for third best in the Western Conference. We're going to talk a lot of college basketball. So after Travis, we'll get into what happened at Arch Madness yesterday. We'll hear all about SLU from him. We'll talk a little bit of Mizzou, but it is like mind-numbing that they are 0-18 in the SEC. I have a few thoughts on what's going on over at Mizzou as well with the athletic director situation. That and much more on Sports on a Sunday Morning on KMOX, as well as hockey. The Blues lost 4-0 to the Rangers. I think they are fading from this playoff race, but we'll see if they can catch fire. I just don't know that they're that much of a contender. I think it's a good team, not a great team. When we come back, we'll hear from Travis Ford, the head coach of the Billikens. We're going to get into a lot of Cardinals. In fact, let me give you the lineup before we take a break. We'll give you the lineup as to what's going on today. So Victor Scott is leading off and playing center field. Paul Goldschmidt is the DH. He's batting second. Nolan Gorman, the second baseman, bats third. Nolan Arenado is in the lineup today. He bats fourth. Matt Carpenter is the first baseman, batting fifth. Jordan Walker is in right field. He bats sixth. Alec Burleson, I think he's going to be your starting left fielder because Lars Nootbaar with displaced fractures in his ribs. I just saw Noot working out, getting some time on a bike, just trying to keep himself in condition. But you know, he fell on that on the rib area and fractured a couple of ribs. That is going to be tough to come back from. Ivan Herrera is the catcher, batting eighth. Mason Wynn is your shortstop, batting ninth. And they list Gordon Graceffo as the first pitcher that you'll see today. Drew Rahm is also on the list, as well as Andrew Kittredge and a few others. It is Sunday Baseball on KMOX 1210, the Cardinals and the Marlins. When we come back, the head coach of St. Louis University, Travis Ford, a little bit earlier than his normal time. That is coming up, Sports on a Sunday Morning, live from Jupiter, Florida on KMOX. Welcome back to Jupiter, Florida. I'm looking at this stream that Drew Young, our producer, puts out on the socials, and it's just a picture of me with looks like palm trees, a sunset, and a beach in the background. I can assure you that I have not gone to the beach, at least not yet. There's a lot of baseball to be covered down here and basketball. I'll be watching lots of hoops down here. I always do. And joining me is the head coach of the Billikens, Travis Ford, joining me a little early today, which I appreciate you fitting us into the schedule. I know it's busy. How are you, Coach?
Doing good, Tom. Appreciate you having me on. I know you're enjoying yourself down there. So hope all is well, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. No, I hustled down here yesterday to get a game in after doing some hoops in Arch Madness. Got to take in eight games on Thursday and Friday, so I got my fill there for the time being. And then I was following your game at St. Bonaventure. That's a nice win, man. I mean, you go on the road in this league anytime. It is a great, great victory, and it was a wild game, wasn't it?
Yeah, Tom, you know, we go in there on on senior night, and they're the oldest team in the country. So luckily they honored the seniors after the game, so it didn't slow the game down early. But their whole team is full of seniors. It was a sold-out crowd, and you know St. Bonaventure, that is a wild place, especially when it's packed. And they usually pack it out every night. Very, very loud. Student section is crazy. Big senior night. And really, really proud of the character and the toughness our guys showed. Just really proud of them to continue to just fight. You know, we've won three of our last five games, two of them on the road. You know, especially during, you know, times of adversity of all the stuff we've been through. Just really, really proud of the character of our basketball team.
You know, you just took my question because I was going to ask you that. You know, you and I have done the last two coaches shows. We've talked a lot about tough times. And you know, I'll get back to that in just a moment, just what this season has been like trying and trying to get things back to where you want it and, you know, taking different roads to do that. But I was going to ask you what you're most proud of. And I know that's not the easiest question because when you win 12 games in a basketball season, it's not, and you still have more to come, but that's not the direction you want to go. But are you proud of some of the things that you've seen from some of these players, like a Sion Medley, players like that?
Yeah, no question. Absolutely. You know, I tell our team all the time, I'm really proud of how they, their attitude, how they keep fighting every day. Practices have still been very, very good. Obviously, we've won three of our last five games, two of them on the road. So Really proud of that. But, you know, obviously anybody that knows me and knows me well, that I don't know if there are probably people as competitive as I am, but not many are more competitive. And I love preparing. I love everything about competition. I love being around the guys every day. And, you know, I spend all day, all night trying to figure out how to help every team I've ever coached, and this one even in particular, because we're always trying to find answers to fix some things. So, you know, but I think as a coach, especially doing as long as I have, you look at it and there's things I would do differently this year. You know, you always look back and they're saying, man, I wish I'd done that. I wish I'd done this, obviously. But to just look at the season in general and not throw in there the injuries, obviously NIL coming into play in a big recruiting year, different things like that. We as a staff and everybody we see that side of it. Doesn't make it necessarily easier, but, you know, and it doesn't take away the areas of that I take responsibility for. Just because you've won 12 games at this point, I am proud of the progression of Larry Hughes and Kellen Thames and Sion Medley. And, you know, a lot of these players have continued to get better, from TJ Hargrove to Gibson Jimerson, throughout their careers. I think, you know, there's always a different perspective. Fans have a perspective. We as coaches have a perspective of things. And there's a different perspective based on, you know, kind of where you stand within the circle or outside of it. It's been the most frustrating year of my 27 years. But there are positives, absolutely positives. And I've enjoyed, as I told you guys, I've enjoyed the losing. I haven't enjoyed some of those things, but I've enjoyed coaching them because they come to practice every day with good attitudes. They continue to work hard.
You got that win yesterday. You mentioned that you've won three of your last five. You went on the road. I know things get crazy in the A-10 tournament, and you'll have, you know, your little pregame press conferences and a lot of eyes on the Billikens. It can be motivation too. I mean, you can talk to the guys and say, look, there is actually a path for you to the NCAA tournament if you want it. I mean, and I guess the question is, how much do you have left if you look to your players and say, you know, can you muscle through this? I mean, your next game is Rhode Island. You've got a game to play at 3:30 on Tuesday in the Atlantic 10 tournament. I mean, this is why you put on the uniform, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And I think all these guys and players understand that. And, you know, they get it. You know, everything at this point, you got to just look at it as one game. You got to win one game, win one game, and then move on and try to win one more game. All the coaches speak, but it's very, very true, very true. We actually got to New York very, very late last night. So we're here now and getting ready to head to practice. So, our guys, I expect them to go out and play extremely hard and do what they have been doing. And, you know, as you said, anything can happen this time of year without question. I like where our team is mentally. I like how they played physically yesterday a lot. So, yeah, anything can happen, you know, this time of year for sure.
You know, I talked to you towards the end of the show about NIL, and I felt like we didn't have enough time to really get into all of that. And, you know, I don't know how much that time we have now either. But I kind of, for those who missed it, I thought you were not careful with your words. I thought you were very professional in your answer to me about your plan for the future, about exploring the NIL space, understanding the NIL space. Can you expand on how you view NIL in the game today and building the St. Louis Billikens?
Oh, yeah, no question. You know, obviously NIL space is extremely, extremely important to any program. And I've said it, you know, you look over the years, we've recruited high-level players. I've recruited at a high level my whole career. And, you know, and do a lot of that, but just trying to outwork people, relationships, all those things. So it's a little bit different day. You still got to work your tail off every day. That doesn't ever change. But now, you know, obviously the NIL space and the landscape of the portal and NIL, you know, changes things drastically without question. And, you know, and it's such an important piece. And I think there was a person, you know, and I'll go back to our Billiken Victory Funds from Troy Robertson to Scott Helmer. All those guys have, gosh, they love the Billikens. They work their tail off every single day to do everything they can to, you know, make all the programs as good as they can. And they've been terrific. I just think, you know, I think there's a perception out there of where we're at or where we were that, you know, maybe a little different than what I know, but it's part of it. It's part of it. But to answer your question, it is an extremely important piece in the recruiting process as far as, that's, you know, players nowadays, that's an important piece to it. And us as coaches, we can't get involved in it and things like that. But it's part of the landscape of college coaching and part of the landscape and recruiting and different things like that.
Sure. It's a huge part of football now, huge part of college football as well, certainly in the conversation. Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I know that you have a practice to get to. You got a postseason to prepare for here. You got a game on Tuesday at 3:30. Just for our listeners, we're going to carry that game on KFTK 97.1 FM because the Cardinals are going to be playing at the same time. But we certainly will have it on the big booming FM signal as the Billikens will take on Rhode Island in the Atlantic 10 tournament. Best of luck to you. Congratulations on the win over the Bonnies. And we look forward to hearing you on the radio here soon.
Thanks so much, Tom. Appreciate it.
Coach, great to hear from you. Travis Ford, head coach of the Billikens, with us on KMOX's Sports on a Sunday Morning. We will take a quick timeout. When we come back, more college basketball. We will look into what happened at Arch Madness yesterday. And I also, we'll hear a little bit of the Blues as well after their win, but their loss yesterday to the Rangers and their, what I think, kind of fading from the playoff race. But I do want to take your phone calls on Cardinals as well. Drew, let's open up the phone lines at 314-436-7900, because I don't know how much opportunity we're going to have in the back half of the 11 hour to do it. 314-436-7900.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's 314-436-7900. 800-925-1120 on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports on a Sunday Morning.
Goldschmidt swings and he hits a drive. He hits a slammer.
Gray Bar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs.
Billikens win! Billikens win!
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back to Jupiter. Cardinal baseball coming your way at 12:10 as the Cardinals take on the Marlins at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We just had Travis Ford on the show. He is getting ready to take his team to practice. He is in New York at the Atlantic 10 tournament as the Billikens take on Rhode Island. It will be interesting to see what the coaching status ends up being for Ford. He is under contract with the Billikens. That is not obviously for him to decide. This is something that St. Louis University and their supporting group will make a decision on when it comes to it, just like every coach has decision time, like Dana Ford. He was just let go by Missouri State. At my alma mater, Indiana University, it does appear that Mike Woodson, as it was reported last week, is going to be staying there. This is the time of year where all coaches face this. All they can do is bear down and coach their team. And he does have a game on Tuesday at 3:30 against Rhode Island. We'll find out sooner than later about what is next for him. Dana Ford has been let go by Missouri State. Brian Mullins has been let go by Southern Illinois. The announcement today by Missouri State was that Ford was let go. This is the quote from Kyle Motes, the athletic director. Dana has been an amazing role model for our players and a great ambassador for our university and our program. Likewise, he has given so much of his time in support of youth programs, charities, and other community endeavors. That's why the decision was not easy. He says, I want to thank Coach Ford and his staff for their hard work and professionalism during their tenure at Missouri State. So a national search is underway to find the new coach at Missouri State. Southern Illinois is in the middle of a search as well, and there will be more. This coaching carousel is going to be fast and furious once these teams' seasons come to an end. Missouri State was ousted from March Madness by Indiana State. Southern Illinois was upset by UIC, Illinois-Chicago, in double overtime of the first round of Arch Madness for them. So that was the end of Brian Mullins there, which is a tough one. I mean, Mullins was a Saluki as much as anybody. He played for those very highly successful Saluki teams in the early 2000s. He was an assistant coach with Porter Moser at Loyola, got the job at SIU. That tough, strong defense, won a lot of games there. But is the offense to where the Saluki program wants it? And with players like Lance Jones and Marcus Damask succeeding elsewhere, Purdue and Illinois respectively, fans, boosters probably looking at that and saying, well, why couldn't that happen at SIU? Why, we had Jones and Damask and Xavier Johnson all at once. So if we have X and Damask and Jones, why aren't we scoring points and why are they succeeding elsewhere? Well, they have great players around them, for one. But two, it was a question of Mullen's ability to get offense. We knew that his defense was going to be fierce, but could he have a consistent offense? Well, he will find another job. There's no doubt about that, but I do feel bad when those things happen to families. Like Dana Ford, he's a good man. Ford is going to be looking for work as well, and had a great tenacity about him, but they got a lot of things going on at Missouri State. They don't draw well. They don't have students to the game. He just was not able to jumpstart the program like it was hoped. And Missouri State, once a very strong men's basketball program, has gone downhill. So they're going to try to get that thing going with a new coach. That is not easy. It does come down to coaching, but it comes down to players. You've got to get the players. And in the NIL space, you have to rally the collective and the people who are contributing to the collective and give them hope. That is really what it comes down to. You've got to stoke the fire when it comes to NIL in this business. Well, Indiana State, by the way, is on fire right now. They won 94-72 over Northern Iowa. They are an NCAA tournament team, win or lose today against Drake, and so is Drake. Drake should be also. They won. They beat Bradley 72-67. They move on to Arch Madness final today, and I think it's going to be a phenomenal game today. I do think that Indiana State will win it, but if they do not and Drake wins, there is no question the Sycamores are a tournament team. They're 28-5. You better hope they don't land in your region because they'll run somebody. I mean, with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Robbie Avila as their center, and he embraces the nickname, and four tremendous guards in Julian Larry, Ryan Conwell, Isaiah Swope, and the 6'8 Jason Kent, who can cut and get to the basket and rebound as well as anybody, they are going to be a problem. The only teams that could slow down Indiana State potentially would be if they have big athletic bigs. You know, big post players could wear down Avila. And then you become a bigger, faster team potentially and wear the entire team down. But you've got to keep up with those four guards who can shoot the lights out. And by the way, they roll off the bench Xavier Bledson, who can shoot the lights out, and he's a great passer. That is a tough team to deal with. Josh Schertz has that thing going big time right now at Indiana State. Let's take a phone call or two, shall we? 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. Cardinals playing today against the Marlins. Craig, you are on KMOX. Welcome to Jupiter, Florida. How are you?
Yeah, good. Hi, Tom. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Hey, Tom, I have to say, I took the weekend to try to get into the Cardinals, listen to the game Friday night on KMOX, and then watched yesterday. And to say it was a disappointment is to put it mildly. You know, it's exciting to see the young shortstop, Jordan Walker. But beyond that, wow, man, it is tough. I'm just curious, you know, where they go from here, and you hear the injuries. What if you gave both an optimistic point of view, I'd love to hear yours. And last question, Trevor Bauer, is he even a possibility, or can you explain that situation? Thank
you. Gladly, yeah. Thank you very much for the call. And I'm going to try to be optimistic here, but I'll also be realistic when I talk about the Cardinals here in just a second after I answer Trevor Bauer. Trevor Bauer was a great pitcher and could still be, although we haven't seen him face major league pitching in a while. And if he is going to be invited by a team, I'd be very curious who that is. The issue that he went through some legal challenges and he beat it. He was accused of some pretty serious accusations in the area of assault. He got through those, but I think that the teams out there aren't clamoring for Bauer because I'm not sure that they want the extra baggage, headache, attention. I think they just want to get out there and go to the next guy. And, you know, Trevor Bauer has a lot of talent, but I think there are still some questions, and it just seems like teams, by and large, are avoiding it. I mean, he would have been signed by now by somebody, I would think, to at least give him a look. So it's not just the Cardinals. I mean, you know, he hasn't received an invite from anybody. So we'll see where it goes for him and if he ends up landing with somebody. As for the Cardinals, now the Cardinals have a roster that is capable of winning the division, win healthy. But if Sonny Gray is not pitching for them, I've got them right now as the second or third best, at best, team in the NL Central, with the Reds being number one. I think that the Cubs and the Cardinals will be fighting for second place for now. I think out of the gate, the Reds, to me, are exciting. They do have young pitching, and if it comes through, I think they could be really good. Now, that's not to say that the Cardinals couldn't be the factor when it comes down to September and October and take this division. But if I'm being honest and I'm looking at it right now, I've got the Reds ahead of them for now. With the Cubs, interesting, but I'm not sure the Cubs did enough. They've got a great manager, and he's able to work with a lot of great stuff. He's done that before, Craig Counsell. But I don't see the Cubs as the clear cut. And the Cardinals, without Gray, if he's not starting for them, Newt Barr and Edmund being out, that's two-thirds of your outfield. If you're being honest with yourself, you're saying the Cardinals are a work in progress trying to get back to full health. And then if you get to the trade deadline and you are in contention, which they will be in the division, they're not going to be what they were last year. They're not going 10-24. I mean, they're going to be in the mix by the trade deadline. Then you drop the hammer. And that's when one of those teams, the Reds, the Cubs, and the Cardinals, will separate themselves. I'm not sure that the Reds have the resources to go make an earth-shaking trade at the deadline. Maybe, but I'm not sure that they do. The Cubs might, but I'm confused by the Cubs. I mean, they could have gone out and gone wild in this offseason and taken the Central, but they don't do it. And do the Cardinals have the resources? Absolutely they do. Absolutely they do. They have money. They have prospects. It's just a matter of do they want to, and how do they view the coming years. And the Cardinals always want to make sure that they have the proper depth, that they're not giving away prospects, and that they don't spend their money wildly. They're not giving out 8-year contracts for pitchers, things like that. They are going to be very smart in how they do that. But I think that if they want to at the trade deadline, they could make the deal to put the pitcher that the Cardinals need with Sonny Gray to take them over the top. And that's how I see it. It's a 3-team race with the Reds coming out of the gate faster. Cardinals are going to have a challenge here. I mean, they got to play the Dodgers 4 times and the Padres 3 times before they even start the season at home. And there are no pushovers that entire month, really. I mean, the Marlins are not bad. They've got the Phillies on the schedule. They've got the Diamondbacks for 4. They went to the World Series, if you remember. They do have the A's that they get to play around with, but the Brewers are always a pain in the neck, and then they have the Diamondbacks again, not to mention the Mets on the road. So it will not be an easy April for them, but they'll have to get off to a really good start. Let's take Lydia. Is Lydia on the phone? Oh, my gosh. Lydia, how you doing?
I am doing great, Tom. Thanks so much for taking my call.
It is so good to hear your voice. How are you, and what's on your mind today?
Doing great. Yes. So I was calling in regards to Sonny Gray. Obviously, now that he's hurt, it sounds like, unfortunately, he may not be able to start opening day. So my question for you is, based on the pitching performances that we've seen thus far this spring, who would you want to see as our opening day starter?
Awesome question. Miles Michaelis, he has the most experience, and I think he'd love to have a little redemption after last year. It was a shame what happened last year with the World Baseball Classic. They didn't use Miles hardly at all on Team USA. I'm sure it's an honor to play for USA and all that stuff and be with your boys, but you know, the World Baseball Classic did the Cardinals no favors, and Michaelis, not only is he not here in Jupiter, but he's not pitching. And so when he started that opening game last year, it was like spring training. I mean, he needs more starts than that to get ready for the regular season. So I felt like he was behind. He got blown up early, if you recall. And I think that he comes back and has a strong year this year, and I think he takes the ball on opening day if Gray cannot. Then you have Kyle Gibson and Lance Lynn backing him up, and Steven Matz, who is motivated in this rotation. I really think the guy to watch here is Zach Thompson. I think that Thompson has the stuff to be a big league starter. He has the swing and miss stuff. He's added a changeup. His curveball has a little more zip on it. Still has a great fastball. He can blow by you. He's a lefty. He's an athlete. And, you know, don't be fooled by his calm, friendly demeanor. This guy is a competitor, and he wants to be in this rotation. And now the door is open for him to do so. So I do not discount Zach Thompson, folks, when you're looking at the Cardinals' starting rotation and success. George, let's go to you on KMOX. If you want to join in, you can, 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. We're live from Jupiter. How are you, George?
I'm doing fine, Tom. Thanks for taking this call. I'm afraid I'm not so optimistic as your slightly optimistic preview of our St. Louis Cardinals. I don't think the Cardinals did much during the offseason. I don't know much about Sonny Gray, and it's obviously a shame when you get hurt. But a pitcher gets hurt more than, I mean, just the throwing motion, you're apt to get hurt. Okay. So with that said, they brought in, and God bless Lance Lynn. He was a good pitcher, solid pitcher when we had him, but we let him go. That was how many years ago? Now we bring him back, and that's our answer. Okay, Matt Carpenter, you know, a solid citizen, great person, but his career is done. Okay, the shortstop, he hasn't proven himself. We got a lot of big holes. If we don't have Arenado and Goldschmidt come back to the way they were used to playing, we're headed for a worse season because we've done nothing. Now, the Cardinals might have the resources to do something, they just don't do it. And St. Louis is winning baseball. We're not like a lot of other towns. And they say we're the baseball town. Well, the baseball town wants to win, and they're not putting a winning product. I don't understand what's the purpose of bringing this guy in from Boston, the executive? What is he going to do?
Okay, let me address all of those things, George. Good stuff, actually. I really like the breakdown. I don't totally agree with you, but it's okay. I'm not painting a rosy picture about this team. I hope not. It doesn't come off that way. But I will say this. You should know more about Sonny Gray. Sonny Gray is one of the best pitchers in baseball. I would put him top 10 in all of baseball as a starting pitcher. No kidding. You give me 10 starting pitchers, 10, that are better than Sonny Gray when healthy. But that is the big question here. He is not healthy. A hamstring strain is not a slight injury. This is a tear in the hamstring. And it can take a long time to come back from. So this is, and I'm going to take a break after I address all these things that George just brought up, Drew. So I'm going to take a break here. But Gray is signed for 3 years, $75 million. That is a significant investment, $25 million a year for Sonny Gray. He is a legitimate one or two. Don't tell me that he's not an ace. I know you didn't, but he is an ace. He is a legitimate starting pitcher in this game. He has proven himself. He was number two in the Cy Young Award in the American League. We will not discount that. However, if he is not healthy, it is a huge problem because the Cardinals don't have a rotation of aces here. They have innings eaters. They brought in Lance Lynn to eat innings, plain and simple. He is someone they're familiar with, and they think on a one-year deal that they can bring him back and see if he has anything left in the tank. He throws fastballs. He can throw them hard. He can still bring velocity, change speeds a little bit, and the look and deception, that's what he's going to try to do, is get you to swing and miss, make contact, and make feeble contact, and get through these games, get through six innings. That's what they need. They have to have innings. They cannot do what they did last year, have starters go three, four innings, and then the bullpen gets burned out, and the offense ends up putting way too much pressure on themselves. Matt Carpenter is the 26th man on the roster. That's all he is. He'll come off the bench. Occasionally he'll play first base for Goldie. But if he can't hit, I don't have a spot for him. So he's going to have to hit. He did hit a home run recently. But right now there are some players that are going to be missing, I think, on opening day. So he'll have a spot. But it's not like he's, you know, brought in to solve the Cardinals in 24. I mean, they brought him in as the league minimum to see if he has anything left. Mason Wynn is one of the future pieces of this team. I would, George, I would highly recommend that you grow with Mason Wynn. He is a super athlete and a very, very good player who just needs more ABs at this level to show what he can do. At shortstop, he's a big leaguer right now. Arenado and Goldie, I agree with you. They have to be good for the Cardinals to be good. If they are not, this is going to be a rough season. Arenado and Goldie have to be at MVP levels or knocking on the door of that, all-star levels. They will not have a worse season than last year. You can go back and listen to this tape at the end of the year. If they are worse than 71 and 91, there are real problems around here. They will not be that. And Heim Bloom is brought in to oversee because you need a new set of eyes just to give some opinions. He has earned that, very good with the Rays. Didn't get the Red Sox to where they wanted, but he's a young guy that they respect. We'll take a break. We'll come back more from Jupiter, Florida, the home of the Cardinals in spring training. Sports on a Sunday morning on KMOX.
Once again, from the Stifel Financial Sports Studio, Tom Ackerman.
Welcome back. Sports on a Sunday morning. Great questions from Craig, Lydia, and George in our call-in segment. I really appreciate that. I love the opportunity to take phone calls, and maybe we can sneak in some more after John Mozeliak. If I don't ask him, I should ask him all the questions that you want. I'll run through a number of topics with him in our allotted time at 11:30 Central. But maybe I'll take a few phone calls, Drew, after that, before we get to Cardinal baseball. We need to be off the air by noon, which we always are, and we'll get right to Cardinals at 12:10 for the first pitch today. Cardinals are the road team today, taking on the Marlins in this facility. That means the Marlins are selling the tickets. I wonder how many Cardinals fans grab those Marlins tickets. Probably a ton. There are a lot of spring breakers down here. We have just a couple of minutes left. I don't have much to say about the Blues, honestly. They lost 4-0 to the Rangers at the Garden. The Blues are an okay hockey team. I mean, they just don't have the firepower. I mean, Jordan Binnington, if he doesn't make 40 saves in Philadelphia, they lose that one also. You know, they're just not a great hockey team. And they didn't – one telling thing is they didn't do anything at the deadline. You know, teams that think they are contenders and can win the cup are going to be moving and shaking at the deadline. They didn't do that. In fact, they were going to probably do the opposite, sell off some pieces to grow for the future. They are continuing to grow. That's what they want to do with the Blues, try to grow a core and try to deal with what has been some hefty contracts for Robert Thomas and Jordan Kyrou and work around those. Thomas has absolutely flourished into a terrific two-way player. I think the jury is still out on Kyrou, although he has great offensive skill. You know, I prefer the Pavel Buchnevich's. These are the type of players that I really like, and I think that he'll be rewarded. I hope that he's rewarded. I'd love to see him around for a while, and I love Jake Neighbors. Oh, man, he's a good player, and I love the way that he gets after it. We have so much to do here at Jupiter's spring training home of the Cardinals, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. We have Lutz Vandensteel, the sporting director for St. Louis City SC, next hour. We have John Mozeliak next hour. He'll be with us as well. That's at 11:30. Lutz is at 11:15. I'll take a few more phone calls. We'll talk some more ball. I love talking baseball, so let's do that next hour as much as we can, and maybe I can get a couple of scoops around here about the team and some of these injuries that are being rehabbed. Lydia had a question. She wants me to answer, what about Jordan Montgomery? Would the Cardinals be interested in signing him if Gray is not ready? How about this, Lydia? I will answer that after the 11 o'clock news on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.